What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Man Show. I got a brother of mine from Tennessee State coaching here at Edward Walker University. See him on the screen right there, Toriano Morgan. Bill Toriano, how you doing, brother? Good to talk to you again, man.
Man, the pleasure's all mine, man. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yes, indeed, man. Let me ask you, brother. I know you had a good spring with your guys, man, to get ready to come off a tough year in 2024. Talk about what you saw from your guys this spring for us talent-wise and what you got to work with come fall camp here real soon.
I saw resiliency. The young men, they understand we didn't finish the 24 campaign the way we wanted to, but we were able to get two key victories at the end of the season back to back to propel us into the spring. We rode that momentum, and you know, we just took the standpoint, which is our motto for this season, is restoring order. So we had to get back to the fundamentals. The guys definitely did a great job answering the bell from that standpoint. I saw a lot of growth in a lot of different positions. Some guys really, really stood out this spring. And I thought ultimately, since the time that we've been here, this has probably been the most productive spring from a standpoint of just, you know, getting the buy-in, getting the culture, and just the hard work from the guys this spring. And we're looking forward to taking that into fall camp.
No doubt. And, you know, it's always good to get guys so they know these reps, because guys leaving, you know, the roster kind of influx a little bit with the poor things like that. So come by having that important film to teach with come fall camp to show guys who may have forgot their assignments over the summer being at home. Hey, you did this in spring. You know, my father, Coach Susie, he's always like, you can do it once, you can do it twice too.
Correct. And, you know, that just comes in from the students being a complete total student athlete. And one thing, you know, I'm really big on, especially with our coaches, is our teaching progression. We have to understand everyone learns in a different fashion. So we want to make sure that we, you know, we touch all bases from visuals to walkthroughs to board work. So we're able to make sure we're touching our learning progression and our teacher progression to get our point across.
And Toyon, also, man, talk about Edward Waters University, how you all are big about the student part of student athlete. You know, you're about getting those guys degrees and graduated, getting them prepared for life. So talk about that piece of it that gets forgotten with wins and losses all the time, results-driven business that we're in. But the student athlete part, getting them those degrees is very important as well. And Edward Waters is a great job of trying to drive that for their student athletes.
And absolutely, you know, we call it the EWU way. And what the EWU way encompasses is three things. First thing, we want to make sure that we're imparting in our student athletes that come through our program is that they're here to graduate. We want them out the door in 44 months. We want them graduated. That's 3.5 years. And that gives them now at that point opportunity to start work on their master's program after graduation, which will set them up for success after graduation. So ultimately, when they come, they could potentially walk out of here, or the goal is to have them walk out of here with not just a bachelor's, but with a master's program. So graduation is the ultimate feat that we're trying to accomplish. The next thing is developing. We want to make sure these young men are developed socially, athletically, as well as socially, remaining socially conscious of what's going on in society. And then ultimately, the last one is win. And we talk about winning, and winning, I believe, is the byproduct of them doing the right thing in the classroom, growing and developing. I think the byproduct of that is putting the wins together. So that's the EWU way, and that's something that's non-negotiable for us.
No doubt. And with this weekend, being Father's Day weekend, talk about how cool it is to have guys who play for you text you with their sons and daughters and having say, hey, coach, looky here, and you was hard on me, but I realize what you were saying was real. Now I got a family now.
that's the beauty of coaching on special days like Father's Day. You know, you being able to sit back and see guys that you've coached be active, productive, great fathers in their kids' life and their families, being good husbands. So just be able to see, you know, that come full circle from when you may have met them as a freshman coming out of high school, you know, just at that point trying to figure it out to grown man status, to where you've seen them grow, you've seen them mature, and now the work that you guys have done together, you're seeing the prosperity of it.
And no doubt, and at the D2 level, I know you probably don't have them on campus. Wait till the FBS level and FCS level. So how do you hold guys accountable over the summer to kind of make sure they're doing the right things, strength-wise, nutrition-wise, and studying the game-wise, so when you come at fall camp, you're not having to play catch-up for a couple of weeks?
Well, it's, again, you know, we got to have that accountability from the top to the bottom. And the guys know the first thing that's going to happen once they were able to step onto the field upon return is going to be that physical test. So they're going to get a conditioning test. They're going to get a strength test. So we'll be able to see who's been doing what. And then our guys do a great job with one another, holding each other accountable. So, you know, guys that are in the same part of the state, they get together and they go work out together. So, you know, that's a plus, and that works good for, you know, them bonding as brothers as well. But you know, ultimately, because we don't have them on campus for the summer, each man has to hold themselves accountable and not be the reason or the weak link when we return back to where we're not getting to where we need to be.
And also, Tori, I'll talk about how that builds trust with the coaching staff, too, because, you know, these young men don't understand when you cheat the game, you're cheating yourself. And you're going to get found out, and you lose trust with the coaching staff, and then you wonder why you don't play, why they don't play you on certain big down or big down, you don't get in the game. So talk about how that trust piece and how that accountability piece when doing stuff when nobody's watching is so important, even on the field and off the field as well, in life as well.
Well, you know, we talk about that, and that's a great question. We talk about that in depth. You know, I tell the guys, you know, when we're in person, what we see is your personality. But when we're not around you, that's when your character comes out. And it basically comes down to that particular word, trust. Can we trust you to do the right thing when we're not around. Because if you really think about it and you continue to peel that onion back, that's what we're ultimately trying to instill in these young men, the right virtues, the right work ethic, the right responsibility, accountable. So once they leave here and they're not around, that they're able to perform those tasks that's going to be required of them as a young man when we're not around and without being prompted. So this is a real life lesson, a real life reality that you want us to be able to treat you like mature athletes. Well, the summertime is your opportunity to be able to show that you can handle that by doing the right things when we necessarily can't be hands on with you.
No doubt, 100%. And you know what? Yeah, coming to you for Elwood Waters again for the third time, I saw you all just early this spring, man. Your facilities rival some low D1 facilities. You know, your great facility, Elwood Waters, man. So talk about the administration piece of it and giving you facilities to be successful. And when a young man comes, they see that beautiful campus over there on Kings Lane and what you have athletically-wise and school-wise. So talk about when you recruit a young man, showing them that thing that you all have to offer once you get down there to Duval to ball down there.
Well, that's been really key. One thing I can say about this administration is that they don't talk it. You know, they actually understand what it takes, and they go out and they provide not just a great experience for our student athletes, but tangibly always upgrading the facilities, you know, for them so they can come in, and when they talk it, they can talk and say, you know, we are investing in you because we want you to be successful. Actually, we have another big surprise for them when they come back to campus, so that they can see from an administration standpoint, from the coaching standpoint, the investment is being made in them. So now, you know, at that point, they've got to take their lead and do their part. But facility-wise, you know, it's great. You know, a brand new stadium, top of the line stadium, brand new wellness center, weight room. And then there may be something else in the works.
No doubt. Well, y'all done a good job there. And I like what I see when I come down there to EWU, man. And also, man, talk about how important it is to have these prospect camps, man, to kind of get guys on campus, get them in the pipeline, seeing what you guys are about, kind of get a snapshot of your culture, how important that is for you all to get out there and have these touch points with young men so they can remember, hey, I may have some that over Air Waters I can go get into. I saw what they're about.
Well, it's really important at this point. I'm a coach that believes you still have to have a good balance of transfers, transfer portals, but you can't neglect the high school young man. So we've got to make sure that we do our due diligence and we're still bringing in an adequate amount of high school talent to develop, because ultimately that's what's going to sustain not just your program, but your university as well. You know, with the transfer portal the way it is now, we don't know, you know, if there's going to be any regulation with it coming down the line. So you got to be able to be proactive from that standpoint and having a suitable amount of guys that are coming out of high school to help sustain the numbers and the attrition of the program. Granted, the way we are, you know, we're going to lose some guys, but we're going to gain some guys, and our goal is to recruit guys, be able to see them early, their sophomore year, track them their junior year, and get them into our program after their senior year, to, you know, help sustain our program from that standpoint.
No doubt. And do you feel like with the rosters being cut to 105 up there, and that eventually will help you getting more talent trickling down your way? Do you believe it'll happen that way for you?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what's happened. You know, guys still want to play football. And, you know, we have an opportunity to be able to recruit an older guy due to the roster, and not just an older guy, an older experienced guy. So that has been a trickle-down effect that we've seen in the past, but more so this cycle as well, because of it going into effect at this point. And I think the direction of it, now you're starting to see more portal camps being added to the prospect camps to give those guys an opportunity to be seen by some of the D2 programs and ultimately recruited in and find them a home.
No doubt. And I also saw you on your Instagram page. You had a coaches clinic, and talk about how important it is to go back in the coaches and let them see about how you and your staff go about the business of the day and how you guys plan things out. Talk about how important it is to go back in the coaches, give them an opportunity to come see what you all do, how these clinics, if you can go to them as well, you can learn from other coaches as well. But how important it is in this profession that you're in.
It's ultimately important for your sustainability. This game is always evolving. Sometimes it evolves forward. Sometimes it evolves back to trends that have been in the past. So being able to bring high school coaches in, invite them in, and let them see firsthand exactly what it is that we do, the way we do it, be able to open that dialogue and get on the board and get into depth with, you know, some schemes. And also it works for us. I think the coach that stops learning is the coach that's not going to have a job very long. So ultimately, you know, high school coaches, you know, they have to play what's in the building. So in a lot of instances, they have to be creative with how they do things. So sometimes being able to open that dialogue, you get nuggets from them as well. So it's always great to building relationship here within the First Coast area. Also has a direct effect with recruiting. If they can see the level that we're doing things, they can get on campus and see the commitment to the facility, then ultimately that does help us when we walk into a school and recruit a young man. We have that relationship with the coach, and he can attest that he's seen firsthand what we're about.
No doubt. Well, Brother Troiano, good to have you on the show, my brother. We got to do this again real soon. I'll be cheering for you. You know that. I want you to do very, very well. And I hope you hope that I'm free on 21st of October when you play Clark. Hopefully, I ain't got no Hawk game that day. Like, come see you all play, man.
We'd love to have you there, man.
All right, brother. I'll see you soon, my guy.
All right. Thank you. Go Tigers.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. Bet Online continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.